See us. Speak to us. Stay in touch. Radio Islam International on all your favorite social networking sites.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to this week's episode of Let's Talk Life. I am your host, Khadija Mohammed, and I will be taking you through the second half of our show on this very beautiful afternoon. With us, you know, we've had all these serious topics and all these informative topics and content on the show. But today, is for this part of the program today, we have something that it's a little bit more lighthearted. And I think a lot of you, and I think most of you, will enjoy listening to this part of the program as we're all getting ready, inshallah, for this week's Black Friday specials. Now, this Friday is the type of sale event that we all look forward to annually. From September, you know, if we really want to buy anything big or any kind of appliances for our home, I'm sure some of you would hear or say, we will just wait for the Black Friday specials, which is quite a popular saying at the moment for the last few years. But is this a safe option for our pockets when you haven't saved in advance or when you have just saved just about enough? So on this week's program of Let's Talk Life, on this segment, we're going to talk you through Black Friday, what to look out for, what you should be spending on, and how to deal with it as a shopaholic, and so much more. And to help us answer some burning Black Friday questions, we have Niche Market co-founder and shopaholic Shamima Ahmed, who is going to take us through some Black Friday hints and tips. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Shamima, and welcome to Let's Talk Life.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And shukran so much for having me here.
It's only a pleasure, and I'm sure everybody is now glued to their radios and listening very intensely as to what you're going to tell us about this Black Friday. We know it's become such quite a hype over the last few years, right?
Yeah.
Sister Shamima, tell us, why is Black Friday different this particular year?
Well, I think it's probably because of the elephant in the room. You know, it's been living through a pandemic right now, and that has not gone away. And even though this is a light-hearted topic, we mustn't forget that a lot of businesses have closed down over the past 2 years, you know. So if I go through the list and compare it to last year's list, we'll see there's like a number of shops who've dropped off, whose sites aren't working anymore, have actually completely closed down. And also the safety regulations. So stores can't handle the same amount of people shopping at the same time. So, you know, there's safety precautions to uphold as well. So that's very different. And because of that, we actually see a trend of people promoting Black November, not just Black Friday.
I see that very much so this year in particular, yeah.
So most of the big retailers have been their sales are already going since the beginning of the month. Like, you know, the Takealots and the Macros and the Games, all of them, they're all running since the beginning of the month already. And a lot of people are doing a week before Black Friday and spanning the sales, basically running until the end of November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. I actually noticed that this month that the Black Friday sales have started already in the beginning of the year. And like you said, it's a new saying now called the Black November sale. So yeah, maybe it will be something different. Now, by next year, we'll be probably having a whole month of sale, which might not be a bad idea. But, you know, can we truly really save on Black Friday? And what type of savings are we actually talking about, Sister Shamima?
Look, I think it's ultimately up to you. If you're just looking to spend money and spend money on anything and everything, then you're not going to save. But if you're smart about your shopping and you're waiting for that good deal to buy only what you need, then yes, you can possibly save. Anything from about like 20% to 50%, I don't think we'll see as much as 70% this year. People aren't knocking things as much down this year, but definitely you can save up to 50%, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And on your list of things, what would you, as a consumer, what are the three top items that one should look out for in particular for Black Friday? I mean, what would actually be a wise buy?
Sure. You know, if you look at your technology products, your computers, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, those things, you're definitely going to find good deals, even gaming consoles. So a lot of the tech stuff, great deals out there, gaming consoles, video games, small appliances and big appliances. So if everybody's looking for Instapot and an air fryer, you know, great deals on those. You're definitely going to find a good deal on those. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to pick just three, so I'm going to say four, like sneakers and footwear. We see big discounts on sneakers and footwear, so if you're looking for good deals on that. And then beauty products and makeup, really good deals on that as well. All the beauty houses, and they all have really, really good deals. So if you know, a lot of us ladies like to look good. So if you're looking to stock up for the rest of the year, you can get a good deal on that.
This is your time, yes. Yeah. But I've also noticed, you know, I asked you, like, what would probably be the three most perfect items that you could purchase over Black Friday. But like you were saying, the Black November sales, I've noticed that relatively over the last few weeks or the few days, I think the stores have given every sort of department a chance to be on sale. I don't know if you've noticed that. So I think it's just timing at the moment with it being over the month. I think it's just like time it, and that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to have to start preparing ourselves now if this is going to stay on for years to come, to actually like time the sale or time what you are looking for and know exactly when those stores or department stores are actually going to have them on sale. Because I've noticed that it's not just particular items, it's kind of all items, but at separate, at different times.
Definitely,
so,
yes. Yeah.
So that is what's going down. But let's go on to the burning question, Sister Shamima. How do you go about Black Friday as what we all are, shopaholics?
So for me, the best tips I can give you is shop around before the time. So what I've done already is I've added things that I know that I've wanted. I've added them to my cart in certain stores online or my wish list. I really know what they priced at. So you must be really careful here, because sometimes the guys are sneaky and they increase the prices when it comes to this time of the year, and then they knock it off and say it's 50% discount. But then I know, like 2 months ago, it was less than that, you know? So I start adding them to my wish list and my cart, and I note the prices. And as soon as they sort of go on sale, then you'll get a notification in your email inbox, and you can check, you know, is it a good deal? Is it what I'm looking for? And you can also compare it across different sites. So if you are looking, for example, let's go back to the air fryer example. You can, you know, create your account on different sites like Macro Game, Take A Lot, and add them to your cards, and then when it comes to the big week, you can just kind of check. Who's got the best deal for you?
Grab some great advice. I think I'm already guilty of that. The shopping carts are quite full on my side. I've been trying to do a lot of Black Friday shopping from last week already. So I have a few stores that I have my shopping cart quite backed up already. So Sister Shamima, what would be a better option? You know, would it be better to shop maybe online or to go in store?
Look, it really just depends on you, like what type of shopper you are. Obviously, if you want to be safe and you still stay, I mean, we don't know, there's going to be probably a third wave coming. Or fourth wave, rather. And, you know, so if you want to be safe and you want to have that peace of mind and you want to be relaxed and you don't want to, you know, have to deal with the rush of driving in somewhere and whatever, do it at home, you know. Most of the stores have an online interface. They have apps. They have e-commerce websites. It's easy. It checks out. Returning is a non-issue. If you are not happy with your product, for example, if you're buying clothing and it doesn't fit, or shoes or something like that. But if you are someone that, you know, you like the physical touch and you want to see with your eyes and stuff like that, then go into store and check it out. But, you know, I'd advise you to do it online. It's just the way.
Yeah, well, you know, certain things, like myself in particular, I would go into the store for a certain type of things because, you know, we somehow, especially if we're spending a lot of money and it isn't really a major bargain, then you would want to see the quality of the product, especially clothing-wise. And even as far as maybe like shoes and stuff are concerned, you'd want to go in and fit it on and see how it looks around because it becomes even sometimes a bigger slap to get it to you and then have it returned again and get a better size or get a bigger size or smaller size. But it just depends, like you said, on what kind of a shopper you are. Although online shopping is the best way and the most recommended way of shopping. So yeah, I think that would be an option, especially now, you know, I mean, to avoid the crowds and all those kind of things. So maybe online shopping should be the way to go. But Sister Shabima, can you give us some final words or some form of advice for our listeners on how to shop wise or how to just to go about their Black Friday shopping?
Yeah, I'd say, look, don't go overboard. Really, like, check your list, buy what you need, and only if you know it's a good deal. You know, these sales come around every season, you know, so don't fall for the marketing trick all the time. Yes. It is just a sale. Every season we have a big sale.
Yes.
And if you don't have the money right now to buy everything you want, buy what you need, and next sale season you can tackle that again, you know. You know, don't put yourself in debt just because you think this is the best deal you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's not the best deal you're going to get. There will be another good deal coming up.
Well, it most definitely, I'm sure you'd agree with me, Sister Shamima, this has been the greatest marketing strategy that they could have come up with.
And
and especially now, because everybody is just trying to save a penny here and there, and also with the online shopping, I think it really has taken off by storm. So, yeah, well, let's hope everybody enjoys this few days of their Black Friday shopping. I do thank you, Sister Shamima. We have reached the end of this segment of our show and end of the program for today. It has been a pleasure. I mean, it was a really lighthearted and a lovely topic to get into about Black Friday shopping. I think everybody needed a little bit of that to let go and just think about not be so cooped up with all these serious topics. So it was great to have you on our show this afternoon. Thank you so much for all your advice.
You're very welcome. And I also just want to add a disclaimer. I don't want anybody's husbands to contact me and tell them I encourage their wives.
You're the guilty one. I won't be giving away any numbers. Don't worry, any information. And we'll just alert the station as well not to be sending out Apashamima Ahmed's any form of details as yet. All right. But thank you so much for that. Do stay safe and be blessed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.